mapping all of Michigan's wetlands. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You can think of wetlands as nature's kidneys. They filter water. Wetlands also help control flood water, and all kinds of creatures live in them. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has released its first status report on the wetlands in our state. Chad Fizell wrote that report, and he joins me now. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
It's estimated that before European settlement, we had 10.7 million acres of wetlands in Michigan. But since the early 1800s, we've lost more than 4 million acres. They were drained for farming and development. How much do we have left?
Currently, as of 2005, the year that this report goes out to, we have approximately 6.4 million acres of wetlands left in the state, which represents about a 40% loss of our wetland resource base since pre-European settlement.
And how would you describe the health of the wetlands that we have left?
Well, they certainly vary. Michigan is a large geography that covers a lot of area from north to south, and we have a lot of different wetland types. This report doesn't actually look at wetland quantity or quality as much as it does wetland quantity. We have a sort of a separate analysis that we do where my mapping shop here in Lansing works with different watershed groups around the state to assess not only the quantity but the functional quality of the wetlands in their watershed. So we're evaluating wetlands for things like floodwater storage and habitat and all sorts of things.
And what are you finding there in terms of the wetlands that we have left?
Well, the wetlands that we have left in the state are under increasing pressure because of the initial loss that obviously we had. So, you know, all the wetlands that are left are, you know, essentially left to do the remaining ecological service that those lost wetlands were providing. So you could certainly say that with a 40% loss, those wetlands are probably under more ecological stress than they were, obviously, pre-development. But, you know, overall, I think what we're seeing in the state is a trending of loss that we're still losing wetlands in one way, shape, or form, even up till today. So.
You mentioned this report is based on data through 2005, and you're already working on the next wetlands report. What have we seen happen in the last 10 years that you expect to be reflected in the next status report?
Well, certainly with the increases in commodity prices, corn and soybeans in the last 10 years, and being in the program and seeing, you know, the status of wetlands from the landscape level through the permitting process, we're certainly seeing what I believe would be an increase in the loss in the next 10 years in terms of the rate of loss. But that would be more or less speculation on my part. I think, you know, at this point, we've seen some slowing of the rate of loss as a result of this report, but certainly still a fairly significant amount of wetland loss each year.
What do we do to slow that down?
Well, certainly we have, you know, the clean water regulations in the state. Michigan is one of two states in the country that's actually assumed Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. So we actually administer our own wetlands protection program here in the state under the purview of the EPA. You know, certainly what local communities can do is there's certainly the establishment of local wetland ordinances to protect things that, you know, don't get picked up by the state statutes is always something that local communities can do. You know, and given the increasing threats that our wetlands are experiencing in the state, certainly those protection efforts are even more important now than they used to be.
Chad Fizell is an environmental quality specialist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
If you missed this show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for the Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We'd like to hear what you think. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.